Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows around 70. Full forecast details are coming up. For more than 3 years, a Kenosha alderman allegedly stalked a woman after she broke off their relationship. 54-year-old G. John Ruffalo appeared in Kenosha Circuit Court today to face a single count of stalking. According to an 11-page criminal complaint, the alleged victim ended their relationship in February of 2014 and later that year told Ruffalo he should no longer contact her, but Ruffalo continued to call her home and place of employment using different phones and an app to disguise the caller ID when she began to block his numbers. Ruffalo is also accused of often driving past the woman's home and workplace. Even after receiving a warning letter in May of this year from the Mount Pleasant Police Department, which was assigned to investigate the case, Ruffalo allegedly continued to try to contact the woman. A GPS tracker placed on his car showing he continued his nearly daily drives to her home or workplace. The victim told investigators she did not report the incidents to police earlier because she feared retaliation. Ruffalo was arrested Tuesday and jailed in Kenosha County. In court today, his bond was set at $10,000, and he was ordered to have no contact with the victim, directly or indirectly, or her family. A preliminary hearing on the charge is scheduled for August 25th. What some may have anticipated will not be coming to help flood victims in the city of Burlington. Financial help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency because the state total on damage wasn't enough. Burlington Administrator Karina Walters told aldermen the city will learn more about the Small Business Administration loan process, which they were told earlier might be likely, while Racine County Emergency Management is also offering procedural help. Meanwhile, Walters talked about meeting with officials for Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties about a potential tri-county long-term recovery program.
There will be perhaps a future meeting. Date has not been established, nor time has been established, but essentially what this group would really be involved with creating committees for donations and resources and kind work, volunteerism, construction coordination, funders, emotional and spiritual support, as well as disaster case management.
Walters explained the recovery process from the flooding could last up to 3 years based on discussions and calculations. A resolution in support of the state's efforts to bring Foxconn to southeast Wisconsin won the approval of the Kenosha County Board. The resolution does not go into the details of the proposed incentive package currently being debated in the state legislature, but does urge state lawmakers to support what it calls the historic opportunity provided by the Foxconn project. Supervisor David Hallman said he believes southeast Wisconsin can become the Silicon Valley of the Midwest, but not like this.
I have a friend of mine who's on the Palo Alto City Council right now. He talks about how having those tech companies, Google, literally in his backyard, has changed his communities, how that's changed the housing values, how there's a large influx of people with college degrees that weren't necessarily there before. I think we can become the Silicon Valley of the Midwest, Madam Chair, but I don't think Foxconn is the way to do it.
More than a half dozen people addressed the board on Foxconn, only one supporting the resolution, which was supported on a vote of 18-3 with Supervisors Franco, Blau, and Hallman voting no. The Racine Common Council meets at 6:15 tonight in Committee of the Whole to talk about plans for the collection of bulky waste items, as well as yard waste, with the city going to a semi-automated solid waste cart collection system in just over a month. The Public Works and Services Committee has talked about both issues, but with no consensus on what policies should be implemented. With the new carts, bulky waste items not fitting inside with the lid closed would be eligible for one of four proposed free yearly pickups by DPW based on a resident's phone call. Take note that yard waste, regardless if a policy is adopted soon, will no longer be picked up as of September 18th when the cart collection system begins. Drop-offs would be allowed all year at the Pearl Street site and seasonally at the 19th and West Boulevard and Yount and Edgewood locations. A car fire on Horlick Drive in Racine early this morning apparently was intentionally set. Racine fire units were called to Horlick Drive between 12th Street and Kinsey Avenue at about 1:45 this morning and found a 1990 Chrysler sedan fully involved in fire. The fire was quickly extinguished. According to a news release, the driver of the car could not be located, and anyone with information is being urged to contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.